Good morning.
Good morning. 早上好。
How are you all doing?
大家今天怎么样？
I had a great week. It was a very busy one.
我这个星期来很忙，但是一个度过了很好的一个周。
But the news, one news that came about that was the greatest for me was about what happened in my workplace.
那有一件大喜事是在我工作上的事。
And I came to find out that this is something of the subject, but I came to find out that our company was going to be probably the most competitive in the nation.
发现我们公司是在这个全美来说是最具有竞争力的公司之一。
And there was no credit on my part whatsoever.
当然我个人不想称这个把这个功劳归于自己。
It's just because that the supplier that we have worked with for many years was at one time subject to a much higher duty rate than most of the average suppliers. And so we were facing some challenges.
就是我们的那个供应商啊，在有一段时间来说，他们的那个税收的很高，所以我们来面临一些挑战。
But on Friday, we came to find out that we were the very lowest among all of the possible suppliers you can find in the nation of China. We are talking about import, okay?
那我们后来才发现我们的价格在这个全美来说价格是最低的，就是我们的供应在中国的供应商价格是最低的。
I tell you, you never know how God is going to bless you in different ways.
你不知道神会在哪个方面来祝福你。
So long as your heart is completely His,
只要你心是全部属于他的。
He works in ways for all of the things for the work of the one whose heart is completely His.
只要心是永远向着他的，他会在你心里，他会在你的生活当中做工。
Well, today's sermon is talking about trust in God by thanksgiving.
今天的题目是说在以感恩的心来信任神。
And I certainly thank God for what happened on Friday.
我为星期五的团体感谢主。
But starting this Sunday and throughout the end of this year, I begin a 4 sermons in a series called Trust in God.
从现在开始一直到今年年末，我的这个正道的主题呢，应该是一直是说是在这怎么样信靠神。
Now while I'm saying this, you can look for the scripture reading in chapter 25 of the book of Matthew. It's not the second king. The Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 through 46.
请大家看马太福音的25:31-46.
Yeah, that's where the scripture reading is going to be. It's Matthew 25:31-46. Yeah, the scripture reading on the bulletin was from the previous week, so don't worry about that.
上头这节目单上的是不正确的，大家现在就念的就是马太福音。
Now, each of the title of these 4 sermons I'm going to deliver this next month will include a word which contains the word giving.
在我在下个四周里头要布道的内容都包括一个字，就是给予。
But you will soon realize that giving can really take many different forms.
但是你很快就会知道，这个给予呢包括很多形式。
The 4 sermons that I have was trusting God by thanksgiving.
第一个题目呢就是说用给予来感谢神。
Thanksgiving.
就是说这个感恩这个词在英语里边是用感谢和给予两个词组成的。
And also our next sermon is going to be trusting God by forgiving.
第二个讲题的内容呢就是用这个宽恕来感谢神。
And the third sermon of course will be on the real giving.
第三个讲题呢就是真正的给予。
But the fourth one will be the caregiving.
第四个呢就是说关怀给予。
So all of these sermons I have prepared and planned several months before, but it came no better timing than this week, which is right after the week we voted on the Capital Stewardship Program.
这个题目呢，我在很多星期以前已经准备好了，但是最恰当时机呢，就是在我们投票建议这个集资建坛以后投票，这个时期是更为恰当。
And like I have assured you, the Capital Stewardship Program of any church is not all about giving of money. Of course, giving of many different forms, but also it has to do with sharing of the vision.
当然就像很多教堂一样，这个给予建坛，就筹建坛不仅是钱的问题，当然也包括给予，但是呢更多是就是关于这个意向的分享。
So today we are going to look at what vision is all about.
所以呢今天我们要讲的题目是意向是什么。
And so we are going to look at the scripture Matthew 25 verse, we're going to read only from 34 through 40.
那我们念的是马太福音的34到40节。
And for those that have identified the scripture, would you stand together to reveal the word of God, please?
请大家梳理一遍念经节。
Beginning with verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink.I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
请大家一块跟我念34到38节。于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了，你们给我吃，渴了，你们给我喝。我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。一人就回答说：主啊，我们时候见你饿了，给你吃喝了，给你喝；什么时候给你见做旅客，留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿？又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？王要回答说：我实在告诉你们。这些事你们去坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
Let's go to the Lord. Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们为今天早上向您献上我们的感谢。
Thank you, Lord, for this passage to tell us about the difference between the sheep and the goat.
感谢您给我们关于这个公绵羊的启示。
Thank you, Lord, for your precious word and for your revelation.
感谢您给我们的启示。
And that as we study this passage and as we understand what it means to be a sheep and what is it that the sheep do, that you help us to understand to not be the goats.
今天的主题您让我们知道是山羊和绵羊的区别，让我们知道要怎么样才能做您的绵羊。
I give you thanks for these words.
And
bless me and bless Jane as she interprets that we will speak as one.
我为今天的为您献上祈祷，请您为我们做讲的人和翻译的人同为一体。
Give you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们向你献上我们的感谢，用基督之名，我们向您祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请大家坐下。
This passage.Tell us that the return of the Lord Jesus Christ will usher in a time of judgment.
这个专辑告诉我们说，当的我们主日，当的我们的主再次回来的时候的，他会有一个最后的审判。
And when he returned, the first thing he was going to do was that he was going to divide two groups of people.
但他回来之后，他要把人分成两个部分。
And then the judgment of course will be based on the moral character.We know that the charitable deeds, the good things that we do, or the lack of the good things that we do would reveal one's moral character.
他要审判的是看我们的道德上的这个特点，就是说看我们在这个当然我们做的事情的行为好坏、善恶、行的善这些事也作为一个区别。
And most of us will understand that the outward evidence of doing something good.Would demonstrate the inner justice or maybe the inner unrighteousness.
当然我们知道的外表的个性上所做的事情是反映了内心的正义与否。
But in reality, you know, the good works that we do do not produce good character.
但是呢，你的善行呢，并不会创造一个好的内心的个性。
But on the contrary, a good character naturally produces good work.
但是相反的，如果是一个好的性格呢，可以产生善行。
So we need to understand the difference between doing good and being good.
所以我们需要知道一个做善事和心里边实际上就有善心的这个区别。
And that's why this story, if you go back a little further, you will look from beginning 31. It says that when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His throne in heavenly glory and all the nations will be gathered before Him and He will separate the people one from the other as shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
就像31到32节这样说的是，当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊人分别绵羊山羊一样。
And she will put all of the sheep to the right and all of the goats to the left.
把绵羊安置在右边，山羊安置在左边。
And then there was the passage that we just read a moment ago.
然后呢，就是刚才我们念的那个章节。
And the righteous person who have done right did not know that they have done something right for the Lord.
那个义人呢，不知道他为神呢已经做了义事。
How humble it is that these people who have done the good works and came to the Lord and say,We really have not done anything to you. Why is it that we are now considered the sheep to your right?
那义人做了义事呢，自己还不知道，就说明他们很谦卑。他们做了义事，还问神说：“我们有什么做了什么事值得您把我们放到您的右边呢？”
And we know that the answer that the King, Lord Jesus, replied to them was, "I tell you the truth." At verse 40, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers.Of mine, you did it for me.
那么神对他们的回答就是说，我是在告诉你们，这些是你做在我兄弟当中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
And then on the contrary, we will look at verse 41 through 46. Then he said to those on his left, and what did he say? He said, "You depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat.I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me.
第41节开始呢，神又这样告诉他说，你们这些被诅咒的人离开我，进入那魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去，因为我饿了你们不给我吃，渴了你们不给我喝，我做旅客你们不留我住，我赤身露体你们不给我穿，我病了我在监里你们不来看顾我。
And then these so-called or self-claimed righteous people would answer him and say, Lord,When did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?
那么这些自称为义人的这样回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见您饿了，或者是渴了，或做旅客，或赤身露体，或病了，或在监里不伺候你呢？
And he will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do it for me.
王就回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就不是做在我身上。
So this is a vision or a picture that Matthew described about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里就是在马太福音中描绘当神再来的时候的一个意象。
And we know, Lord, that through the scriptures, God from time to time gives different people different visions.
我们知道在不同的时间神给不同的人以不同的意象。
But all the visions that God gave were for specific purpose.
但是神给人意象有特殊的目的的。
And last week I shared with you what was the word vision, what did it mean from the book called Holman, Bible Dictionary.
那我们这样从圣经来看看这个意象这个词是怎么样解释的。
And the dictionary says that the vision is given for immediate direction and is given to develop the kingdom of God by revealing the moral and spiritual deficiencies of the people of God in light of God's requirements for maintaining a proper relationship with Him.
那么就是圣经上说，所以这里讲的这个异象的异象，就是是在神的国的里头看到神的这个福音，同时呢看到人的不足，在神里边呢又有荣耀神的荣光。
And so throughout this history, at times when God sees the different group of His people, that He sees the need for different visions, and when the vision is given, He wanted the people to immediately respond to that vision so that the spiritual deficiencies of the flock would be corrected.
在这个历史上，神在多次向他的仆人呢昭示了他的意象，通过意象呢能够使大家看到有在圣灵上不足的，圣灵上软弱的，通过这个意象呢能够大家统一到神的意象当中来。
And the first thing that I want to give thanks to God,
首先我要感谢神，
is the vision that He gave us.
是他给我们的意象。
A vision that I share with you as a group of people that God has chosen.
是我跟你们大家分享的神为我给我们的意象。
God has been good to this small group of people.
神对这一组人是很慈爱的。
In fact, in one of the prayer meetings, if I remember, I was praying this way. I said, God, you being the Creator, the Almighty God,
有一次在祷告会上我这样说，是神啊，你是永生的创造的神。
Why would you, someone being so magnificent that are so great that you care for such a small group of people, 60, 70, maybe 100 people in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
你是这么样伟大，这么样的无边无际，你为什么会对这么小组人，就是这么二三十三四三五十个人甚至一百个人在 Tulsa 这么一组人那么样的关怀呢？
While we live here in Tulsa, we think Tulsa is a pretty good sized city, 400 and some thousand people.
但我们住在 Tulsa, 我们觉得 Tulsa 挺大了，三四十万人已经挺不小的了。
But if you fly out of the country and go back and think about Tulsa, Oklahoma, you can hardly find it from the airplane.
但是如果你离开这个地球，离开 Tulsa 之后到另外一个地方的话，你在地图上很难找到，到飞机上很难看到 Tulsa 这个地方。
And if you can land on the moon and you go back from the earth, from the moon and look at the earth, you couldn't find Tulsa as a small speck of land on the earth.
如果你从月亮上来看 Tulsa 的话，那可能只是一个微不足道的一小点。
And why wouldn't you wonder that God, the creator of the whole universe, would go all the way to this earth to Tulsa, Oklahoma and pick Tulsa International Baptist Church?
那么你觉得神那么伟大，他怎么会到这个小的一个地方来，找到了TIPC 这么小的一个教会而关心他们呢？
And that he will care for you and care for me and care for those that are visiting us.
那他会关心爱你爱我爱所有来访的人呢？
And that's why today I want to give you a help on understanding what is that vision, a vision that God has given me and then which we have shared as a church on building.
正因为这样呢，所以我今天才要跟大家分享神为什么给我这个跟龙江这个意象，而且这个意象是建坛的意象，他要把这个意象与大家分享。
Tonight at 6 o'clock, we are going to meet and we are going to have a town hall meeting. Everybody is going to be able to meet and we will talk about what is it that God wants us to do.
今天晚上呢，我们大家要有个聚会。今天晚上聚会当中就讲神要我们做什么事。
Is building really that important?
建坛是不是这么重要？
No, the building itself is not important. What is important is not the building.
建筑物本身并不重要。
But what is important is the building of this body of Christ, a fellow believers that constantly seek God's will and follow His will.
重要的是一些信徒们在一块寻求神的愿望，寻求神的旨意，这才是重要的。
This vision of building is to help us build good character, which naturally will produce good works as we go about doing His will.
这个建坛本身不是目的，但通过建坛的建设我们这个肢体属灵的肢体，使我们更加集中在圣灵里，使我们能够变得更加坚强，从而去做更多的属灵的工作。
So my outline is very simple. They are broken down into 6 points. The first three has to do with the word that ends with titude. One is our altitude. Two is our attitude. Three is our gratitude.
这里我有几个词要跟大家分享，第一个是我们的高度，第二个是我们的态度，第三个是我们的感恩的心。
And then the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth would be our vision, our provision, and our decision.
然后呢，四五六呢，就是第四呢，就是我们的意向；第五呢，是我们的提供；第六就是我们的决议。
And the point number one, this is to help you put in perspective on what is it that is important to consider in seeking God's will.
第一就是你在寻求神的旨意的时候，什么是最重要的？
About the altitude, we will need to understand why is it that we want to build in the first place. Are we building it for man or are we building it for God?And also, when we actually start building, is it God who is building or is it man that is building?
态度就是看我们这个建堂是为了人建呢，是为了神建。另外，在建堂过程中，就是人在建堂呢，还是神在建堂？
And then the second point, we were talking about our attitudes, meaning, we cannot choose the mentality of my way or the highway, because that mental attitude will not work.
刚才讲的是高度，现在讲的是态度。态度就是说，如果你觉得只有你的方式才是正确的，是唯一的方式的话，那真的不是正确，这不是唯一的选择。
We'll come to find out that the spirit of compromise is undoubtedly needed and that a strong unity is of utmost importance when it comes to building.
一个团结的意向，一个共同的决心，一个团结的群体是绝对重要的。
And then number three is our gratitude. We need to continually give in thanks to God for His blessing, which will keep us focused on what He wants us to do.
我们应该不断地为神献上我们的感谢，这样我们才能知道他为我们需要我们做的事是什么。
And then the fourth point I will talk about is our vision, meaning our vision, is it about the site, which is the location, S-I-T-E, or is it about our site, which is S-I-G-S-T?
第三个讲的是我们的意向，这我们的意向就是看我们的集中这个思想是集中在那个产地上呢，还是集中在我们的这个目观上。
And I will share with you the difference between the site S-I-T-E or the piece of land and the word site, which is what we need spiritually to see and to follow God's vision for us.
那我们大家要跟大家分享的是，第一就是那个一个场地，场地就是说，比如说一个建堂一个地方，一个场所。那个目观呢，就是指在神里头所看到的眼观，神里头看到的意象。
And the fifth point is about provision, meaning are we more talking about giving or are we more talking about taking?
第五个讲的是提供，就是我们是。讲到更多的着重于给予呢，还是接受。
In other words, who is it that really is going to provide for us to make the building?
谁是真正提供我们建坛的人？
And then the last point about our decision, whether to build or not to build, is really going to be the time when we are going to talk about tonight.
那我们是否应该建呢，还是应该不建？就是我们今天晚上要谈的题目。
Well, first point is about our altitude. I really thank God, give thanks to God for the supreme climb that He wanted us to take on, which is the building program is a seemingly impossible project for us.
那么我们现在第一讲的就是一个我们的高度问题，高度甚至神给我们这个意向让我们建坛，这个建坛从表面上来似乎是不可能的。
Because a building is such a high and difficult project, it is a work that God chose to work within us so that we can reach to the highest point.
那么那建坛呢是神给我们这个意向，他希望我们能够通过建坛呢达到我们的最高点。
In reaching the highest goals that He set for us, it's helping us to make our purpose and His purpose as one.
为了达到它的最高点，是为了使我们的目的和神的目的合二为一。
The vision of to building is because that God is present with us.
是能够建坛，是因为神与我们同在。
If you look at the scripture in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21 and 22, in all of the circumstances in each church that are getting ready to build, it's because that God is the one that lays the foundation that causes the body of Christ to become one.
所以所有教堂都能够建坛，是因为神在他们做工，使所有的人都合而在心思意念都集中在合而为一个整体。
Because without God's presence, achieving any goal like that is impossible.
没有神的存在，达到这种目标是不可能的。
But only if with His presence is when He will make this building a dwelling place for His Spirit.
只有以他的圣灵同在的话，那么他就会使这个建筑物作为他的这个圣灵存在的一居所。
And then the second point we need to understand under the altitude is that we need to know that God is leading.
第二个高度我们应该知道是神是在带领我们的。
It's certainly not me as a pastor trying to lead you to do anything.
并不是牧师在带领你们做什么事。
And it's not about us, even us as a group in doing this building.
也不是我们这一组人在做这个事。
If you look at the histories throughout the Bible and even throughout the many churches that you will know of, anyoneGroup of believers that embark on a building project is because that they sense God's leading.
所以教坛你看中观历史，中观所以教坛的建坛过程都是之所以能建坛，是因为神在他们当中不断的带领他们。
In fact, in the book of Ezra is where you will find a very classical example of people following God's will in building. And in Ezra chapter 1 verse 2 it says, A time, well, you don't need to look for it. I'll just make this basic. A time when God says that He wants to, the Lord, the God of heavens, has given me, Ezra, He says, all of the kingdoms of the earth, the king of Cyprus, by the way, he is a pagan king. He is not a Jewish king. He is a pagan king. But God gave him, even a pagan king, a vision to build his temple.
就是在圣经哈该书当中提到这样一个章节，就是一个波斯王，他虽然他是一个异教徒的王，但是神仍然给了他意象，给让他建造一个殿堂。
And because he tell the people that this is the God of the Jews who were leading and who were guiding and was going to provide, that he is causing the people to build.
他这里告诉了他的以色列民族，他说这是以色列民的王在我们，他提供了我们一切，他需要我们建造这个殿堂。
In fact, he says specifically build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah and not for King Cyprus himself.
他明确地说这个堂是为了神而建的，在犹大这个地方建这个堂是为了神而建，而不是为了这个波斯王而建。
So it's important to understand who is it that is building. Is it God that is building or is it man that is building?
所以我们需要看清楚到底是神在建这个坛呢，还是人在建这个坛。
Every building project in the church setting in what we consider a spiritual journey has to be built for God and by God. Because otherwise, as Psalm 127 says, unless the Lord builds the temple, its builder's labor is in vain.
这个建坛必须是神建，而且是依靠神而建，否则的话这个坛就建了就是白建。
Then also we need to know who is it that is building and for whom that this building is.
谁在建这坛是为谁而建。
Because if we were going to look at this from our personal desire and our wants, we said we need a building and because we needed it, we wanted it, we built it.
那如果从个人角度的话，我们可能会说是因为我们需要建堂，所以我们建堂，我们就要去建那坛。
But the Lord says clearly, any building that He wanted us to build, or any churches that He has blessed with the building project, is because He gave visions so that people do the work and that His splendor will be displayed.
但是神呢，是因为神在带领人，所以他给人了意象，他的荣光，他的荣耀就在他建坛当中彰显出来了。
Because if we understand who is the build, for whom that the building is made, then we will be able to give to the third point that God will be the one that deserves the praise when the job is done.
当我们知道这个坛是为谁而建，是谁在建坛之后，但那个坛一旦建成的话，这个荣耀就是归于他的。
So in making the first point of climbing this high altitude, this supreme climb, we must understand the distinctions between this man and God.
当我们攀登这个高峰的时候，我们就必须清楚地知道这个人和神之间的区别。
And then the second point is about our attitude.
第二点是关于我们的态度。
Because in doing, embarking any major project like this, there would be different comments and ideas and thoughts and expressions of concerns.
因为建坛当中就会有各种各样的想法、思想、各种各样的态度表现出来。
And rightly so, it's okay that we all express our different thoughts and ideas.
现在我们表达自己的思想和想法，那是应可以的。
But when we are carrying concerns about our major projects like this, we need to understand that at all times we must ask God to bring the like-minded people together with us so that we can pray together and seek His will.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就跟那些就是思想轻浮的人，就应该把他们集中到我们面前来，为他们共同祈祷。
Prayer is what is going to bring about unity and the openness to change.It will be open to the new ideas.
使我们大家能够团结一致，对各种思想都有这个一种开明的态度。
And that is the way, the prayer is the only way that will allow us as a church family to pray together and to seek that will together.
祷告是使我们作为一个教会能够寻求神的那个旨意的唯一一个途径。
Because when we do not do that, when we carry the concerns on ourselves,It's the time when Satan is going to come in and destroy the unity.
当我们自己本身不去与大家分享，而是在独自内心承受这个负担的话，那么撒旦就要来攻击我们了。
But when we join together with our fellow brothers and sisters together in consent to intercede to God and to pray to Him, then we are going to see unity.
那当我们跟兄弟姐妹们在共同一块祈祷的时候，我们就在寻求神内里头的团结的时候。
God's kingdom promotes interdependence, meaning us being different parts of the body of believers function as one, and it does not promote individualism.
那么在神里边呢，神是希望我们能够互相依靠，但是并不鼓吹我们个人主义。
And then the number three point is about our gratitude.
第二是关于我们的感谢。
Like I explained just a moment ago, why is it that God even chose a small group like us and that will bless us with the abilities to build a building that is seemingly impossible?
那么神为什么选择我们这么小组的人建一个几乎看来是不可能的坛呢？
We must give Him thanks for vision that He gave us.
我们必须感谢他给我们这样的意象。
And one of the ways that we can give God the thanks.Is to recognize where our blessings are from.
我们首先要看到我们的恩典是从哪里来的。
But once we recognize that our blessings are from Him, then it would be very easy for us to give Him our very best, and that we would refuse to be not following His will because of our own desire.
当我们知道他的意向从哪里来的话，我们就不会跟随从自己个人的愿望、个人的意愿去走自己的路，而是要顺服神，走神的路。
And as we give God our very best, He naturally would multiply the blessings upon us many times.
当我们把自己的所有的一切给予神的时候，神会加倍的祝福我们。
Then the fourth point is about our vision. What is really the difference between the sight and the sight?
那么第四点呢是关于这个我们的意向是就是关于那个地点呢还是一个目观的问题。
The letters that we need in sight, S-I-G-E-T, to see and to follow God's will is different from S-I-T-E in two. One is G and one is H. And here in my context, G stands for God and H stands for harmony.
那么在这两个词里头就是意象和这个目观里头呢它包括两个词一个是G一个是 S 那个G呢就是表示是神那 S 呢就是H 呢是表示我们自己的心
I can assure you a building program is impossible if you do not have God
如果你心中没有神的话建堂是不可能的
But another thing I can assure you is even if you have God and God give you a vision to buildBut you do not have harmony, it's not going to happen.
那么如果是神给你的意象，但是你在这个教堂里头没有一个和谐一体的团结的话，那么建堂也是不可能的。
God and harmony are both very important in sight, so that we can clearly see His vision and follow His vision.
那么在这个建堂这个地点呢，必须要有神给予的，要有神同在，同时还有神给予的这个团结一致在，这样呢，我们才能够共同看到神的意象。
What we have in sight, S-I-T-E, that we do not have in sight, S-I-G-H-T?
那么我们在木棺里头有的东西呢，在那个地点上没有。
It's the letter E.
是这个缺乏一个词儿叫做 E.
And E will stand for the evil spirit.
E 就是指魔鬼。
At any given time, whenever the people of God wanted to do His work, evil spirit is not happy and is going to cause all circumstances to create disunity and to destroy the body of believers.
但神的意象一旦彰显给一个群体的话，那么魔鬼会不会甘心的？他一定要趁此来攻击，一经攻击，使神的那个团结那受到分裂，团结意志的群体受到分裂，以致分裂之后呢，魔鬼才能达到他的目的。
Therefore, it's very important that we truly understand the difference between our desire to build a building on the site and the sites that we need to seek and to follow God's will.
那么我们具体看到是这个是我们的个人的欲望想要在地方建堂的，还是在这个地方让我们去寻求神的旨意。
We as a church, of course, want to see God's vision and want to follow His vision.
我们作为教会当然是愿意遵循神的旨意。
There are a lot of things, exciting things that are happening in our congregation, and we are going to grow our ministries, in all areas that God called us to.
我们的教会在成长，很多方面都在成长。
And if you want to go outgrow this facility, you can only outgrow this facility because you are a Christ-centered church.
你之所以能够发展超出这个本所而外的成长呢，是因为我们是神的肢体。
And if there is any reason at all why we want to have our own facility, it would be because it's a building for the worship and praise of our God.
我们要堂做什么呢？是因为要堂来作为敬拜神的地方。
It would have to be a building for the preaching and for the teaching of the Word of God.
是为了我们在崇拜神、分享神的福音的地方。
It would be has to be a building for the fellowship and for the togetherness of the families.
是我的所有的教会和来访的人团契的地方。
And so that would lead to, with this explanation, our next understanding on what is it that God is going to provide for. God's provision.
导致我们谈下一个题目就是神的提供。
You know, in the throughout the history of the Jewish people,
在以色列人民族的历史上可以看出
God had never really directed for His people to build a house for Him until.Moses was leading the people out of Exodus and he revealed a word to him saying, you build a tabernacle.
那么神在把以色列人带出埃及又把六个就给摩西一个意象就是说你要建筑一个殿堂。
And in giving that instruction for him to build the tabernacle, he was giving them a privilege.
给以色列人建筑殿堂是给他们一个特权。
I mean, God has parted the Red Sea and God has done many miracles.
神已经把红海分开，就做了很多奇事。
And He could have just miraculously presented them a tabernacle.
他可以很简单的就提供他们一个殿堂。
But when it comes a time to construct the tabernacle, that place of worship that God wanted the people to have, He wanted them to participate in the building project.
他之所以让他们去建坛是让他们通过建坛呢来认识到神的给他们的恩典。
And of course, going onwards throughout the Bible, you will see more and more stories about the time when God calls different people to build for His building.
在历史上，在圣经上你可以看到，很多时候神在不同时候呼召不同的人去建堂。
In the first Chronicles is for the temple, and also later on through Haggai, he.Lord gave commands to build. And then also later on in this book of Acts, there are examples of the sacrifice of believers in building His church. Even throughout all the epistles, you will see examples after examples when there were time that God wanted His people to build.
在圣经上不同的章节，在雅各书到使徒行传的各到后以至到后来的各个章节都不断的提出要大家建坛，那么他是通过建坛的把他的意象显示给以色列民族。
And yet throughout all those examples we see you know, without any exceptions when God calls the people to build in order to grow in Him that He provides for it.
那我们可以看到每一次他呼召人建坛的话他都提供的。
And then, of course, the next point, the sixth point, is about our decision. Is it to build or not to build?
最后一个是关于我们的决定，是建坛还是不建坛？
If we were going to build, we would need to recognize that the church is not made up of that particular physical building.
那么我们建坛之后应该知道，教堂并不是以那个外表的那个坛所具有的全部意义。
A church as a church family will always be the makeup of the living stones.
教堂是整个教堂的这个会员所建筑的一个活的石。
It's not those cold.Break the mortars and the stones that we put together. That's not called a church. It's called a church building.
那个建筑物上的那些砖啊瓦啊那些泥块了，那些呢只是能称作是建筑物。
Because wherever God dwells is the holy place, and we know clearly that God dwells in our hearts.
那么神住的地方呢，才是叫圣所。那么神是住在我们心中，所以我们心是神的圣所。
And that's why this morning as I came here, and I came here really early, and I prayed over each chair in this room.
今天早上我来得很早，为每个座位都祷告。
I didn't know who is going to sit where.
我不知道谁要坐在哪儿。
But I trust that, that God was going to bless you, was going to cause you to understand who He is, and wanted you to grow because He sees His church as the believers or as a group of people, the living stones.
因为神要我们成长，是因为神看到我们每个人是他的活石。
It's not because of this building, this sanctuary.
并不是因为这个礼拜坛本身。
But as we pray together, as we worship together, as we study His words together, we will come to understand the magnificent power of His love in our lives.
当我们共同在学习他的意象和旨意的时候，我们才真正认识到神在我们中间彰显的大爱。
And I truly sense His presence in your lives, His love for you.
那么我才看到他在你们当中显示的爱。
As He had for me.
就像他给我的爱一样。
And I praise God for Him, for such a magnificent God that care for individuals in a small church like this that is Christ-centered.
那么我为神在这么小的一个教堂当中给了那么多的爱，而且这个爱是集中在神的身上的，为此感谢神。
Throughout the history, not every people group had the privilege to build his church.
并不是每个教会都有这个特权来建他自己的堂的。
But when if a church is indeed built, it is a living testimony of Christ's sermons in stones.
但是当这个教堂一旦建了的话，那就是神所站立在那里的活见证。
Throughout the histories and throughout the thousands of churches that you will see in town or throughout the countries, it's a living testimony that shows the awesome power of God working through the lives of individuals like you and me.
也是通过建坛呢，让每个人做了活见证。
And that's why this morning, as we look at the this purpose of understanding what his vision is.
当我们看今天早上神的提供的时候，
and even going back to the passage that we first read about the time of judgment when God is going to come and say, what is my group of sheep and where is my group of goats?
那当神的最后审判到来之后，他会要分别，他说我的绵羊在哪里，那么那些山羊又在哪里。
The only distinguishing mark I can tell you is love.
那么真正神能够分辨人的是爱。
Because God says, if you love even to the least among the people, you have done it for me.
因为神说这里说到，如果你爱了我当中最小的一个，那么你就是坐在我身上了。
But there are things that we may have done, but we have done it out of our selfish desire and for our own gain.
如果我们有的事做了是出于我们自己的私欲或者私心，或者是我们自私的动机。
We may not know it, but God does.
我们虽然自己不知道，但是神知道。
And we need to be careful about what we are doing.
我们必须知道自己做的是什么事。
Because there will come to a time there is a judgment of what we do.
因为最后的审判终会到来的。
Let it be a Christian or even let it be a non-Christian.
不管是基督徒还是非基督徒，神的最后审判都会到来的。
Therefore, this morning I want to invite you that if you have not accepted Christ,you come to understand that there will be a time of judgment.
那么不管你是基督徒或者非基督徒，我都希望你知道最后审判终将到来。
I really wish that you would understand Christ.
我希望你能够知道认识了解基督。
And his love for you.
而且知道他对你的爱。
Because that's what make all of the difference in your life and in my life.
因为这是就是使你和我的生命发生改变的根本原因。
And if you have not known who Christ is, I want to help you.
如果你还不知道谁是基督的话，我想要给你一个帮助。
You may come to the front to answer the altar call, and I want to receive you because it's God who is inviting you.
你可以到前面来，因为是神在呼召你，并不是我在呼召你。
And if you are already a believers.And yet you have not been baptized. I want to invite you also to consider that important decision of being baptized.
如果你已经是基督徒，但是还没有受过浸洗的话，我希望你能够理解这个受浸的真正意义。
Next Sunday, we are going to have several people baptized, and we invited you to be part of that.
下星期天呢，我们有几位兄弟姐妹要接受浸洗，我希望你能够参加。
There are people also that are seeking for a spiritual home. And my prayer is that you make this your spiritual home because this is where God's word is going to be shared and His love is going to be shared so that you will be nourished in His love.
因为也有的人在寻求一个属灵的家庭，那么我希望你把这个家作为你的家，因为这是在圣灵充满的家庭。
And lastly, my appeal to you today is that we truly see ourselves as believers who have been baptized, who truly have taken part in this church as His church family, that we need to understand we have done it for God, not for ourselves.
不管我们为谁做，哪怕是我们兄弟当中最小的一个做的事，那么是为神而做，不是为我们自己而做。
And when you do realize that, then you will be able to place in your hearts a compassion and desire to serve God because you are not doing it for yourself, you are doing it for Christ.
那么你在做的时候，你就知道你是为神而做，不是为人而做。